are having a breakdown. Bravo breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo breakdown.
Lauren, she's lying. She didn't do that.
Sorry, any trad wives who desperately want to be friends with us. I don't believe in those.
RFK is listening. We have never been vaccinated, especially not my daughter.
Yeah. Fuck us, RFK.
Yes. We are drinking. But yeah, this is actually, this is raw milk.
This is.
And heroin. And we have dead whales on our car or whatever he had. Yeah. By the way, like this, to all the girls and the gays and the theys listening to this and have no idea what I'm talking about, none of this is false about RFK.
No, it's all true. Yeah.
This is true.
But it's also because he has brain worms. Also true.
Is that true? I thought that was just something he said.
I mean, I
because
don't know
he
if it's
wants
verified.
People, yeah,
but he says
wants,
he has one.
Jason just texted me. He found it.
He found it? Okay, good.
He was in the toilet. He was in the bathroom where he toilets.
In the toilet?
No, just like on the bathroom. Like on the, mm-hmm. like not in the toilet, on the toilet.
Okay, I do have something important to say. Isn't it crazy that now when you drop your phone in the toilet or in the pool, it doesn't break it? What
yeah.
a game changer. And we never even addressed it. Like, that was a huge step forward, okay, and milestone.
Well,
and we didn't really take time to, like,
process. It did
process.
Actually for me.
Oh, it did.
I just got some water on my phone because we have that pool now. This is over the summer. Mm. And it wouldn't let me charge my phone was about to die, and I had to charge it. And then iPhone has, like, a weird thing. If you try charging your phone when it's wet, it like,
oh, yeah.
won't charge it because it's like it'll mess it up. And it's
you're
like,
pushing water in up into like the through the port up into the.
You
like,
know what I'm sorry. Sometimes my phone needs like a summer's eve.
Yeah, a little douche, wash out that port. No, but they have like the.
I know ports like have their own pH.
Yes, but then that's why you have to go to the Apple store where they will clean you out in a way that doesn't kill the good bacteria so you don't get, like, you know, phone infection. So that was your mistake.
I just kept doing it. I just kept jamming it in there until it finally just let me charge my phone.
Oh, my gosh.
And it still works.
Well, that's not where I thought the story was going. So, yeah, this is further supporting my point that it is huge that
and
we can.
And by the way, like. I'm the responsible one of the two of us.
Yeah.
I'm not really that responsible. Like, I'm really stupid with a lot of things.
Yeah. You're like this slightly less like a, you're not like ADHD to the point where it's not a disability.
I just get the fun pills.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but I'm not actually disabled.
But no, like you should have been allowed to drive and were. There was a long time I should not have been.
Oh well, you
allowed
seizures. This is the
well that time. Okay,
okay.
That time I definitely was disabled and couldn't drive. But I'm saying like even after that, just because of like how bad of a driver I was, I drove between the gas pumps. I didn't know you weren't supposed to do that. Like,
Lauren,
really, I was too.
Talking? Wait.
I was too ADHD to drive.
This is too ADHD to go live. But what do you mean you drove between gas pumps?
Okay.
What does that mean?
So you know how I didn't know, you know how like gas pumps are sometimes like really spaced out? Like, and so I didn't know that you just go.
Yeah, so you don't like hit other cars.
I didn't know you just went parallel. I thought you could also like, go in the middle.
Where the. Like,
between the gas pumps.
You were going perpendicular.
Yeah, I went perpendicular. And that's like my mom's story of like what it was like teaching me how to do things as like a teen. And like, honestly, I was like 23 when that happened. Anyway, this is just, you know, like it's not learning disabilities. It's learning differences. I'm neurospicy. I'm proud.
Oh, my God. I'm holding space for that.
Thank you so much.
I'm feeling power in that.
I'll hold my nail, my dirty ADHD little nail.
Yeah, and you know what you're supposed to say is, that's what I wanted.
That's what I wanted.
That's what I wanted to happen.
Oh, wait, who's the Cynthia and who's the Ariana?
Oh, of the two of us? Well, I think I'm both just in terms of coloring.
Yeah.
But if you want to be a different race, Lauren, I'll just let you pick. Which would you prefer to appropriate?
Well, Ariana isn't. You know she's not. She's white. She's Italian.
I thought she was Asian.
You really did?
She just changes it every few years.
Yeah. She just, you know, she goes fishing.
Do you think that she has brain worms?
Ooh, oh my God, wait. Okay, this is one more thing I have to ask you. It's reminding me of. On our TikTok, there is
I can't get in there, by the way. I tried doing a TikTok. I'm not even kidding.
Oh, really?
I can't get it. I don't know what's going on. What'd you do to our account? I haven't been able to get in since, like, that flag came and left.
Oh, huh. Okay, anyway, we'll figure it out later. But I was actually thinking that you were getting in and, like, watching. Sometimes, like, I find, you know, interesting content in our algorithm.
Because it's still linked to my account. Like, it's still linked to my, so weird.
So the video that keeps popping up is, like, this video where it's, like Judy Garland.
Mm.
The Curse of Wizard of Oz. Look at Ariana now.
Yeah.
She thinks she is Galinda. She's changed.
So
why do you keep watching that?
It's just like it's recommended.
It's just so weird where it's like everyone who has ever played the role in The Wizard of Oz goes crazy and they think that they are the witch. I'm like, is that what's happening? That, like, I've heard a lot of takes on this press tour, but
I don't
not
know
that
if
like
she thinks that she's like a good witch. I don't know. Okay. Just the press tour has been a lot for me emotionally.
Yeah, I agree, but like the conspiracy theory route was not the one I thought you would go on Wicked.
Well, I think it's because I have a brain worm from drinking all of that raw milk.
All right. Now we're full circle.
Yeah. Because I can't drink the water. It has fluoride.
Exactly. Okay. Let's get into Bravo news. Because there was so much today. And that's why we're reeling.
Well, and yesterday. And I was just like, this is crazy. Where do we start with, like, number one on the call sheet?
Oh, yeah, I guess the elephant in the room. VPR, no more. Vanderpump Rules.
Like, everything's falling apart.
Yeah.
No Schwartz and Sandys, no VPR. What's going to happen to Lala's eyebrows?
I know. Well, I guess they're probably going to, she's going to stay on Friend of on the Valley, you know, or maybe
she's
be moved to the main
cast.
She's not
Friend of on the Valley yet because she wasn't on the first season. I don't need.
She's Friend of.
She wasn't the first season. Well, maybe
no, but she is on this season because once Jax left, they needed Sheena and Lala to be like, I remember Jax being crazy. You know,
when
like,
I tried
so they
having
can pull
sex
that content
with him and it was on television.
Oh, yeah. Never forget.
Yeah, this is my fear. This is my fear for America. It was not actually the election. This has been a fear of mine for a long time that Lala is going to infiltrate the valley and it's not going to be good. Like, I don't want her.
Well, I
don't
think
want this Lala to go against Jesse. I want Lala 10 years ago.
I want them to date. Like, they'd be very powerful
together.
But she's
sober and he does like ayahuasca. I think you can do ayahuasca if you're sober.
And be sober. Yeah, definitely in LA you can.
Well, she's not California sober, but
that's true. She's just regular type. I don't know. I just feel like that would be. I feel like we talked about how they would be a good match.
Yeah, and well, that is true. You know what? Lala will kind of do anything for camera time, and I think that they both, her and Jesse, both would. So I actually, you know what? I co-sign on this. I do actually, and I got on record that I want to see Sheena on the Valley. I think she'd be great. Yeah. I've always been such a Sheena stan. She's amazing.
Same. Mm-hmm. And
even
I do
when
think
she has
she'll
no friends.
I do
she's
think
so
she'll
great.
Eventually like keep the theme of the show
get
and
a
get
friend.
A divorce from Brock on camera. I
God,
think
that'd be amazing.
And that's
get
what we
deported.
All want from her.
Yeah.
Wait, what's your
Don't
famous catchphrase?
Deport him. Deport him.
Her famous. That's her version of hamburger.
Take my wife, please.
What do you think about, are they really going to reboot? That seems like the dumbest thing they could do.
I thought they already kind of tried doing that.
They did. They Vanderpump Villa and it's not good.
No, I'm talking about when they had like Charlie and then who was the girl who couldn't start her car without the breathalyzer? Like who was that girl?
Oh man, they actually should get Danica back.
Was that Danica?
Yeah. But like Dana.
Oh, I was thinking of Dana too. Like there was too many Ds.
There were too many
double
Ds. That was
double
a big mistake
Ds.
In the casting.
Double Ds. Too many double Ds. Yeah, it just didn't work with, like, the integration. So maybe that's why they're like, we'll just do a full reboot where it actually makes sense. That I think because, I Lisa probably is like, it still has to make sense that I'm involved and on screen.
Obviously. But my thing with Lisa is she's always, like, Vanderpump Villa, first of all, sucks.
First
and second
of all,
the fact
that you've even seen it and you've referenced it more than once tonight is
actually, it was so trashy that Cam actually was even on board. Where it's just like Bad Girls Club, but like also in France, you know.
But nothing's bad. You know, with Tanisha with the pots and pans.
No, it's not good like that. But it's like charm school, basically, where okay. like, you know, Lisa is like, I'm going to, you know, cut
she's
any of you.
She
really is. She really is. And she's like, the clown is jumping out in all of your, you know,
and this is what we've
waiting
talked
tables.
About with Lisa Vanderpump. She's high comedy. She's, you know, we said that she's like, you know, a Bernie Mac style.
Right. Yeah. She's a Cedric the Entertainer. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. yeah.
A Monique.
Yeah. But I think that she keeps trying to recast. And we saw that in the reboot in season 8, people who are like a Stassi and a Jax. She wants that to find that again. She's like, that's what America
wasn't
wants.
That what
and
Stassi was going to do. Wasn't she supposed to be on Vanderpump or she's doing a show?
I think she'll help that show. But I don't think a reboot of Vanderpump Rules, basically with the same premise of Vanderpump Villa, but like with a little more money, is gonna like Lisa is the thing, the worst part of Vanderpump Villa.
Ugh.
And that they cast like a bunch of actors and domestic abusers.
Did they ever have a, did they end up getting like a show on Peacock like Vanderpump Dogs?
That sounds like something I would have a hard time watching. Mm. Is John Blizzard in it?
I haven't seen it, but I think that it does exist.
Yeah.
But I haven't fallen that far sat with sadness. I'm actually doing better. I haven't cried. Actually, today was the first time I cried just now when you told me that you perpendiculared your way through.
But that was tears of joy.
I know. No, it was amazing. That was so crazy. Like, that's crazy that you thought you could do something like that.
They never told me you didn't. And that's just the ADHD brain, you know?
Were there no other cars or, like, pedestrians being like...
My mother was being like... I think she was just so, like, in shock. Like, it
it's
broke her
shock.
Brain to see it.
Right.
That she couldn't be like, what are you doing?
Mm.
But then eventually.
Which is how I feel that, you know, like, it is weird to me that Vanderpump's not going to be on. Even though it's been, like, we've talked about it ever since, you know, season 9 was really, 8 and 9 were, like, the last, I guess maybe 10 was good. Pretty good.
Well, 10 was bad, but just because it made it good knowing that Raquel was fucking
right.
Sandoval the whole time. That made right. that like, but if that hadn't happened, that would be like the worst season.
The worst season. And it's just, but it is kind of, I don't know. I can't let them go.
I know. It's hard. It's really hard. And I just wish.
I think this is going to, we might have to cut this because this is really going to, I'm going to miss Sandoval.
Dude, that's what, okay, oh no, honestly, I know that we're gonna get hate, but I'm so pissed at Alex Baskin for fucking this up so badly, because like, Sandoval, we can't get too deep into it, but his life is not good.
He's
right
not
now.
Well, bitch.
He is not well, bitch. If we'd gotten him in the mix, we'd gotten Victoria in the mix, we'd gotten Joe in the mix, like, baby, it would have been a little more low rent, a little more TLC, but we would have had a show, okay?
We would have... A show, baby. It would be, yes, like a TLC, like Mama June and is not okay or whatever version we're on right now.
My
I think
Strange Addiction. Yeah,
right,
it would be.
Yeah, because it would be fully like Sandoval and Joe and Victoria eating like paint chips.
Yeah.
And that's their Strange Addiction. But really, they have other ones, maybe. Not really. I don't know what I'm saying. They need to do, like,
I know.
For them to not even have to have, like, show up for call times. And now Sandoval doesn't have the bar. I'm very concerned.
And we just need a camera in there, you know?
Yeah. Mm. I mean, and not like their iPhones on live. Like, we need...
That's the last camera they need right now.
Joe and Sandoval and... Yeah. I don't even know what's going on with Schwartz right now. I mean, this must be... I did see that he said that he was always... Like, he felt pretty disappointed with Sandoval as a partner. Like, he, especially after the Ariana stuff, he never really... did anything with a bar.
I'm sure they're all God. I just can't,
still,
just can't believe they fucked this up this bad. I'm like so pissed
still at Baskin. Involved at all with Tom? I don't even know.
I think they still have their like 1%, but then they've changed the name of Tom Tom to Pump.
Right, and like I'm sure that them being at that bar used to bring in so much, like, you know, was great for people to see them. I wondered after Scandoval, like that they, Lisa was like, "Don't come around here."
I'm pretty sure like Schwartz is probably okay by now.
Yeah,
you know?
He's okay to be there. He's not
to
okay.
Be there.
He's actually the best one mentally out of those people.
Well, actually, so I talked to Paula V, who's my friend who's staying with me, my comic friend. And she actually did, right after the divorce in season 10, she did a speed dating scene with Tom that did not make the final cut.
Oh my God.
And that was when everyone was like, is he like, and also like his brother had gotten sick and people were like, is he like really depressed and hiding it on camera? And I was like, whatever, he's just a monster. And she was like, down bad. She was like, I was like trying to joke and he was like, he was doing his like, dating's weird, right? But then also he was like, I'm so sad.
Yeah, no, I'm sure, like, I mean, sometimes I think, like the stuff he's seen and been through.
Dude.
Just with Tom.
Yeah, with
just
Tom.
Just with Tom. Not even the stuff with Katie.
Not even with the triplets.
And yeah, the triplets sharing a burner phone and one of them having cirrhosis.
Yeah, he's seen some shit. He's been through the dark night of the soul.
Yeah. I mean, so it makes sense why he forgot to like file his marriage certificate and got ready in a creek the day of his wedding.
He needs to do a ayahuasca trip with Jesse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I want to see that televised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, RIP, moment of silence, holding space.
Holding space. And yeah, feeling power in that.
Yeah, feeling power in that. Schwartz and Sandy's, sorry, I can't, like, I know I've talked about this so much on the podcast, but I cannot, obviously, like, Schwartz and Sandy did what they do, what they always do. Like, they, you know, fucked up on camera and were incompetent. Greg, I am, like, now, like, 90% sure this was some kind of scam. This was some kind of tax write-off. This went exactly how he wanted it to.
But it's still at least a kind of, I mean, like, not to, like, defend her at all, but, like, she was, like, when they were getting into business with him, she was, like, this is weird, remember? And she was trying to give them, like, talk to these lawyers and stuff, and it's, like, I think she was genuinely trying to look out for them, also because she knows how stupid they are. She was, like, I don't think she was ever, like, Greg's good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see her ever doing anything to genuinely help or protect these, her little dancing monkeys. But, like, I do, like, Greg, it's crazy because that, like, you know, coffee and, like, you know, European Delights shop next door that he owns is, like, you know, all the people in Franklin Village, there's, like, a lot of, like, you know, rich, you know, L.A. people who live there and they go there. They love that, you know, they go to Gelson's and then they go to that place. So it was, like, you know, celebrity clientele and stuff. And then Schwartz and Sandy's after Scandal, it was the best thing that could have happened to it. It was popping. Like, it was, you know, there was just so much publicity. And then not to shoot there, I'm like, I think that Lisa and Greg were in on it. And she was like, you got to burn this fucker down. And then he had an excuse when business was really good. He was like, oh, actually, business is bad from Scandal. Yeah. And someone destroyed it or anything, just because, like, one time, like, someone toilet papered the bathroom.
Ariana. Yeah, like, Greg would, like, post on Instagram, like, and by the way, we love Ariana.
He just, like, did everything he could to torpedo
it. Oh, he hated
it
from the... Yeah, I mean, but, like, why would anybody ever do anything, like, go into actual business, like, a brick and mortar with those two guys?
Honestly, it paid off big... Like, they would have been stupid if it wasn't for Scandal, and then it was a hot ticket place. Like,
what I need is I need Greg to get with Joe and Victoria, and we need
a third business, and that's the reboot.
Hot dog stand.
I love it. Yeah,
a hot dog stand, and then Joe's dog is like the host.
I love it. And then maybe
he seats people in the outdoor seating.
And maybe, like, it's instead of, like, the waitresses, like, at Sur, who had to wear those, like, dresses that show their cooter while serving, like, shrimp. Instead, it's, like, since it's a hot dog stand, it's, like, Tommyknockers or whatever that hot dog place is where the guys wear the Speedos. And those
are... Or just, like,
are...
Bronwyn's hot dog dress.
Or, but then just their butt is showing, like, chaps. Yeah,
full
chaps
butt.
On the buns. Full butt.
Yeah, full butt. And if you're a guy, like, the hot dog will just be your dick coming out.
Yeah, hot dog. You are a hot dog, and then your dick is the hot dog as well.
Mm-hmm. You'll just wear a jacket. It's like a bun.
Yeah.
Greg,
okay.
call us.
Now I'm down for the reboot, if that's what it is.
Yeah, now this will be, I mean, by the way, it's like, I guess people still go to Sur, like, Peter is still the manager at Sur, which is like, this guy is the last man standing. I wonder if he still talks to any of the old cast.
I don't know.
He must in some capacity. But
I think he does, but obviously he was like super pissed where they were like, we'll bring you back on the show, but because we've got to pay Ariana and Sandoval more, you don't get a salary anymore. He was like, what the fuck?
I do. Okay, so I guess they're still going to shoot it at Sur. I mean, I'm trying to think, maybe Tom Tom. I guess a few of Lisa's restaurants. Are they going to do it in Tahoe? Her new Tahoe restaurant?
I mean, I kind of liked our group chat idea that Nikki had where it's like it starts as a Vegas residency show and then it becomes like,
but I feel like they workshop it. Yeah, no, I feel like she kind of wanted that with like Oliver. Remember at her Vegas with Garcelle's son?
It seems like it fell through.
She's really tried a lot of different avenues here. So now she's just burnt like her most prosperous thing and turned it to the ground.
It's not looking good. I mean, like, I think what has a better chance would be the Stassi Charm School Vanderpump Villa reboot. I think that, like, I just don't get why Bravo is rebooting this when rebooted Real Housewives of New York is it's tanking. Worst ratings ever.
Like,
and so why would they do that again?
Andy's trying so hard to save face. Like, he is just like, oh, there's something coming up in Roni that is just, you know, so great. It's like, I get it. Like, you're the face of the network, but nobody likes the show. Nobody. Mm-hmm. When Jeff Lewis says it's his favorite of all of the franchises right now, you're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not good.
It's a dark almond.
I still have only ever watched the one episode of that. I can't watch.
I couldn't get through the first episode. I was just like, what's going on?
Because, I mean, you have to think about how far we've fallen. Roni was like our
crown jewel.
Yeah. And it's like, these girls can't talk about anything on Roni anymore. It's like, they bleeped out Catch, a restaurant in New York, and talked about a cheese board, the premiere. I'm sorry. I remember when Roni and during reunions with like Dorinda and Bethany and Carol and Sonia and Luann, they would talk about John doing cocaine and that they would, you know, talk about Dorinda doing cocaine. And now they can't even talk about a restaurant.
Part of it is like social media, I think, like that they want people who are savvy enough to like, you know, not be so unfiltered and like racist on camera like Ramona, but it's like you need to find a happy medium.
We still need
to
have somebody doing cocaine.
We still need cocaine. Yeah, people who are willing to show a bit more of themselves, but just aren't.
We can't even
racist.
See stars on cocaine on our TV anymore in America
because Sandoval isn't coming back to Vanderpump.
It's bad,
and now we said it.
Okay,
well,
these aren't the best days of our lives.
These are not. But speaking of, okay, well, let's. I guess we'll get into the other news with OC about Alexis's official departure.
Yeah, we'll talk about
it. So let's pivot to another Alec Baskin showrun vehicle that he has overproduced into the ground, but people are optimistic it will have a comeback in its 14th season, the premiere episode of Beverly Hills.
Okay.
So you're all in.
Okay.
You did everything for you.
Wow. Okay, the way that you just came at me was so aggressive. It was like, I really enjoyed it. And I'm kind of like, I don't know, Lauren. I think you're, I think.
Look, I want to be. I no, want to be as optimistic.
It'll never be glory days again.
No, and I'm not expecting that. Like,
we got a smoking housewife.
Yes.
Dorit is like, she's talking about, she's mentioning it all. She's saying, PK's an alcoholic. I hate Kyle. She's wearing a fucking UFO flying saucer hat. She's smoking cigarette, lighting a cigarette, driving a car, racing down the canyon. I mean, this is, I don't need a storyline. I need plots.
Yeah, but so I agree, but this is my fear, is like, if no one's going to meet her on that level, she's going to peter out.
Sutton will.
And I think they will go head to head. But I just do think, like, we've been teased by these premiere episodes before, and I've gotten bitten, and I just, you know, I know,
you're cautious.
I'm cautious.
I mean, I'm choosing to have hope and believe because I haven't seen Beverly Hills from the premiere episode where someone is just like, Kyle
doesn't
sucks.
Give a shit. Yeah. And they're openly like, the good thing is Dorit, like, she's read, you know, the comments and
but
she understands.
Saying it, people are really saying that about Kyle now. I mean, like, because I feel like for a long time, we were like the only people that are like, she's sucked.
And
well,
now
we weren't the only ones, but.
Yeah, like I even sent Tyler a video of like Erica Jane, like, you know, notable quotes or whatever moments, which by the way, she has like 3 moments ever. So overrated. Mm-hmm. But he was like, wow, the comments are like, people do not like Kyle. I was like, they hate Kyle more than Erica Jane.
And it's just like, okay, because now, especially with like Dorit being like, fuck it all.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle looks like even more insane because at this point, she won't even say Morgan's name on like screen. Like, you're not allowed to say Morgan's name. And she's released, she did that really weird interview, I think was it with like People or with Us, where she was like, I had to talk with my girls about possibly my sexuality. Like, it was a very like weird kind of quote.
She still, and like she talked about it on screen, she's still blaming, she's still like, I question my sexuality because you guys were so obsessed, you guys, the public and the media and this TV show, you were so obsessed with my sexuality. It's like, you were sending the clips and the videos and the pap walks
and you did the video and you did that music video with her where you're making out and it's like a song about a like being in love and like a love letter, and she's like, girl, it's be just, so for real right now. Like,
yeah,
what?
Girl, be so
what
for real.
Do you want to be famous or do you not want to be famous?
Exactly.
Because you're still going to be rich. So you've got to pick a lane. And to me, I think that's why I feel excited about this season, because I feel like we're really going to, I don't know if it's going to be the full takedown of Kyle Richards, but I don't think she's going to be on that throne. And that excites me because it's been a long time coming for someone to really call her on her shit that is not a sister.
I agree. Or but Camille. Again, it's like, I cannot get my hopes up too high for it, because it's like, Erica still has her back. She and Sutton have made up and Sutton has her back again. Like, Garcelle, it seems like, you know, is playing the middle as usual because she's like the
she's
normal
like, whatever,
one.
I'm normal. And
It's like, so what? It's going to be like Dorit's. Like, I just don't see her being able to, like, keep
it on her own.
Yeah, I mean, I think she will at first. Like, obviously, like, she's got, a cigarette lit under her ass, literally, right? Because she was on the out. She was going to get fired. And until she was like, okay, then let's do this. Divorce with PK. He's an alcoholic. Release the text message with
and
Kyle.
And she was just telling so many people that he is an alcoholic. Which, by the way, Tamara, this is how you call somebody on national television an alcoholic.
Yeah. Like, you know, she's definitely blowing up his spot big time. But she's also, like, you know, being like, she apparently was the one who wanted to make it work with him.
And what she was even saying, I mean, yeah, exactly. What she was saying about PK, where she's always defended him. She's like, I stuck with you through the bankruptcy. Yeah. I stuck with when you were fat. I stuck with you when you're alcoholic. Like, all of these things. She's fucking done.
Yeah.
And I think she's been boring for a while. And so she's like, okay, I need to figure this out. I need to make some.
You make some moves.
Make some moves. And she's making money moves.
She is. And I just, you know, I just don't want to put all my eggs in that basket. I do like Jennifer Tilly.
Oh my God.
She's just like a perfect friend of.
Like in her living room, she has a Chucky doll on one of the chairs. Like, it's
camp queen.
So good. And the fact that her and Sutton are really good friends, or like best friends. Can we just have them be the show?
I know. Like, I love
them. Their own type of show. Like, I want to see them like.
They are in a different show.
Like, I need to see them like road tripping. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's like a perfect friend of, like, especially for Beverly Hills, where it's like, we want celebrities. We want money.
Yeah. She's known, but she's not like, you know, A-lister. But she's got money and she's funny and they have a great dynamic. And
she's
so,
like, she
like,
doesn't give a shit.
Crazy.
She's like, yeah, I'll do the show. Whatever. You know, like. I watched a little bit of the after show, and like, Jennifer Tilly's the one who's like, it's nice to have a friend up because everyone's so scared of saying the wrong thing, you know, still all the time, which is what kind of made me worry.
Beverly Hills.
Seasons or like episodes to come, because this
you know
is
what?
Kyle's reign of terror and repression.
This is all because of Kyle. That's why the show operates the way that it does.
Yes.
And people don't live authentically on the show because the person who is number one on the call sheet for Beverly Hills, which is Kyle, won't even mention her girlfriend's name, even though she's separating from her husband or is separated from Mauricio. He's publicly dating other people. She still won't talk about that she's in a relationship with Morgan or fucking really anything else. Did Mauricio cheat on you? Like, did you steal that goddamn house? Like, I still feel like I know so little about Kyle
Same.
Richards.
Same. She hides everything. And the fact is, like, it's also, I think, though, because she doesn't know about herself.
Mm.
Like, the fact that they all still worship that mom of theirs, like, that's like, okay, you have no idea. Like, you haven't unpacked anything.
Girl.
Also, the fact, like, also, like, Kyle's monstrosity. My friend was watching with me and she was, like, neutral on Kyle. And then until I explained, this is what really won her over, that a month before the show came out, they 51-feed Kyle out of the house that they stole from her, you know, that they'd kept. They 5150'd her out of there and then sent it to the press that it was because of her addiction and she had to go back to rehab. Like, there's a reason that that happened a month before the show. It will never be addressed on camera. So it's like stoking the flames of ratings and throwing her sister under the bus again, but she doesn't have to look bad. So it's like, I'm sorry, like, either stop playing these games or play them on the show. Like,
yeah,
you can't have both.
It's just, she's so, you know what? Here's the thing. She just doesn't have a personality.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking, like, even if she kind of did talk about these things, she's so boring to me. I don't even need to hear it from her. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just so bored. Like, Ken was right when he goodbye her.
Kyle. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think hopefully, like, hopefully we'll get the Kyle tanked out and then we need, like, a little bit of a cleaning house. We need Erica out. Juicy. Like, she's done. She's giving nothing. Like, hopefully Bose will be good. Like, she definitely has better taste and, like, is giving, like, a lot of, like, big pageant hair and outfits, which bodes well. I don't care about any of that on this franchise like other people do. I just want, like, people to get into it instead of, like,
we need
having the same fight all season and tiptoeing around things and Kyle being personally victimized by everything.
And I will actually never really forgive Bravo and the Beverly Hills franchise for the juicy, juicy apple, Lucy, juicy bullshit that we never even got to see the dog.
No. And I blame Alex Baskin for all of this. Like, he fucked up VPR, he fucked up this show, and now, like, if this show gets better, he's gonna get credit for it. And it's like, no, you guys need to cut this man. He's an overproducer. He encourages overproduction. Like, look at what he lets
produce it.
Yeah, PK needs a job. He needs to pay for alimony, and he needs to be busy.
Yeah, I don't think that being Boy George's part-time manager's best friend is paying any of Dorit's bills.
Yeah, it ain't as busy as it used to be.
Expensive.
Yeah, and this economy with the syntax. This McConaissance. Okay, yeah. So I think, and now we said it.
And now we said it. And now we should take a break and then we'll come back, right?
And we'll talk a little bit about SLC and then we'll get into the OC Part 3 reunion. There's so much to talk about.
These girls are having a break.
So, let's do it. And we're back. Let's talk a little bit about Salt Lake City, the new episode, which opens with Daddy Todd yelling at his teenage daughter, Bronwyn, for being such a bad, bad girl on TV. Which,
she is,
I don't know. Yeah, she is. But I don't know. I'm enjoying, like, is it disturbing? Todd. Yeah, but I'm enjoying.
Wait, her or Todd? Because I'm kind of like, I think I like it.
I think, and also when they showed, like, the pictures of them at their wedding this episode, I was like, he's sexy. I would smash.
Yeah. She's probably the one who's aged him, showing up dressed like a shark to the fucking airport every week.
Honestly, I would need Botox after that.
It's too much. It's very
theater kid behavior.
Yeah, and it makes me think, like, okay, like, he's doing this and talking like that, like, when he's on camera. Like, what's he doing?
What's he, like, off camera? Yeah. But, I mean, I definitely think a lot of it is...
I think he's the same, because he clearly does, like, he's like...
He doesn't give a shit.
I don't think he knew what he was getting into, and... Like, he's probably like, Ron, what the fuck are you talking? I don't even know these people.
He's familiar with, like, 1970s when reality TV first started, and it was cinema verite. It was just like that. It was just a camera in your home, like, not really storylines or anything. You just had,
like,
the camera there.
Show.
Exactly. Like, he knows the olden days of reality TV. He hasn't watched The Real World, the social experiment eras. You know, he hasn't seen how the medium has progressed, where it's like, you kind of do need to perform a little bit. And he's like, well, I thought this was just, they were going to, you know, videotape me while I take a shit and eat my breakfast.
And he called it videotaping.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, are we rolling film?
He thought back reality TV in his day was when you went to the movie theater and you thought the train was coming right at you like it was reality.
That's where he would get his news. He'd watch, like, those, like, reels at movie theater. Yeah.
So then we have the Audrey Hepburn party, the Breakfast at Tiffany's party.
You know what? Okay. I'm sorry. I know she's controversial. There's something about Mary, and there's something about, when Mary's hosting a lunchtime. Whenever she's hosting a lunch, like, it's always so bananas. Like, when and like the themes are always so crazy. Like, and you know she came up with them because like what, like, you know what? I'm gonna hand it to Mary. At least she's not throwing like fucking like they're not throwing axes. They're not dressing up in like flappers. They're not doing murder mysteries. She's like having like
let's just do a lunch. Gal
lunches and yeah. It makes no sense. And then a Audrey Hepburn lunch where people are just wearing bangs.
Yeah. And here's, I love it. Here's what it's I've been saying so about Mary silly. All season, because I have been a doubter where I just like, I feel concerned, much like Kim Richards.
You're concerned
like,
about
I feel
her.
Concerned. Yeah. Yeah. But this season, she's more cogent than she's ever been. And I knew it when during the lunch, she like interrupts the fight and she's like, hey, ladies, what's going to happen is if you have an issue with someone, you say it out loud. And then they say their thing back to you. And then you work through it. And then we move on to the next thing. Okay. She understands what Housewives is now. She knows
she understands she gets the assignment.
It took 4 years, but now she really.
Well, she seems like she actually wants to be there and actually wants to be on the show. And I always thought she was such a crazy casting because she still she hated has never. It. She hated it. Said some really fucking horrible questionable stuff.
Yeah.
But then also, like, I don't think she's a genuine friend with anyone. Like, I don't think that she, I mean, there was that one season where she was just only talking to her mannequins. We haven't seen the mannequins this season. You know, she's a controversial housewife. And we'll probably talk about it later. I know that this week's episode is supposed to be
rough
with her son. Yeah. But I'm glad that it was
recorded. I'm glad he's getting...
not in a voyeuristic way. Like, I think it could help people.
Yeah.
We'll see. I haven't seen it. But
we'll see.
But she is clearly like there's something going on with her son. Addiction issues. Yeah. And that can be really hard to watch. But like, I don't know. She's also just given us some of the really funniest lines.
She's given us some all-timer moments. The
smelling like hospital. Like, it's so classic.
And that was like really what got the whole series off of the bang. You know?
Little girl.
I mean, girl.
I thought it's just so good.
Yeah. You know? And she's always had that ability sometimes when she does clock in to really like.
Really clock in.
Yeah. Like really understand what's going on. But she was usually so checked out. And now it seems
so
like.
So checked out.
Okay. Someone explained to her just kind of the basis of what we're
TV
doing here.
Or showing up. Do you know the story of how she got on that show?
Wasn't she like the first person cast?
Yeah, because she knew Andy randomly. So I guess she used to live in New York and her and Andy worked out at the same gym. And then she moved to Salt Lake or whatever. She's got a million homes. But he like never really, he always thought like she would be such a great housewife or something at some point. And cast her. Yeah.
The rest is history. She was the linchpin. She was the Gina Keo.
Yeah. She makes no sense on the show, but somehow it's like, she makes a ton of sense on this show because they're all so batshit crazy.
Yeah. Because it's like it's so hard to get the real Mormons. Like now we finally have one in Brittany and she's just a friend of, you know?
And she's your favorite though.
I love her. She's not my favorite, but I do love her. But she, Mary, like kind of represents the odd, you know, the oddness and the religion and like the, you know, all of the mythos and strangeness and, you know, polygamy of Salt Lake City without actually being Mormon. She brings that element.
And the Jeffrey Dahmer being her dad's neighbor.
Yes. Yeah. That classic Midwest element.
That classic Midwest humor. You know how they're known for their... those type of jokes.
It's so crazy that she monopolizes the whole scene for that. And then she's like, but also, I don't know, maybe he was lying. After like the bartenders were like,
yeah,
we get to say our thing.
Yeah, they were like supposed to be telling ghost stories. Like it wasn't like a ghost tour in the beer, whatever it was, brewery. And she was like, anyway, sorry.
Anyway, here's a long story. And also at the end, it could be a total lie. They're like, okay, I don't know what to do now.
It's something about Mary and smells. Like she talked about like her dad would be like, he just smelled this smell. And it's like dead people in Jeffrey Dahmer's home.
Yeah, it's like something. She has such a sense memory thing. She's a bloodhound.
She is. It's crazy.
So I thought the rest of this episode was great. I thought the fights were all... good.
Okay, but what did we think about Meredith's bangs?
Oh, I thought, well, iconically Meredith and that it's like bizarre.
I don't think she even knew that it was happening.
Yeah, she didn't.
I'm starting to really worry about Meredith. Like, I feel like we used to see her like this, and then it was like
now
this.
It's like, yeah.
Now it's like this.
Yeah.
Like, every episode, she's just like, I'm like, okay, Meredith, like, what are you talking about? And then she's like, also, she has to heave herself, like, really push herself to, like, get out of her chair.
She's also never been this off her game. Like, she's always, like, prides herself on being, like, the smart one and the lawyer. And the fact that she continues to argue about, like, how dare you think I bring up my LGBTQ son as a pawn and, like, keeps foisting that fight. It's like, yeah. You know how stupid, like, you look like a dummy
we
right
need
now.
Brooks to come in and be like, Mom, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
But I did hear that I read that she's going to be like a friend of next season, which makes more sense
makes
for
more
Meredith
sense.
Because like her storyline, like she doesn't really have one. She actually mm-hmm. was more entertaining when like Brooks was on the show with her. I don't know where Seth is. We know that Seth is a vice VP for Big Lots and they're based in Ohio. That's why he's always in Ohio. I don't know. Like, I don't care about her having a bat mitzvah. I do like her bangs. I need her just to be a friend of, and I only need her to come in for dinner scenes and lunch scenes at Mary's. That's it.
Yeah, me too. Because I think her thing is she's kind of a Kyle to me where she, I think, has a ton of secrets. Like, there's a ton of, like, I think when she first started the show, she and Seth
Lisa
were going through some shit we'll never know.
Lisa's monologue,
know?
Remember? That she
yeah, she
talks
half of
New York.
New York.
Her family who poses.
Yes. Whenever I see a picture of her, like, smiling with her family, I'm like, the family that poses.
Poses. You don't own a home. You rent houses. You fucked half of New York with your family who poses.
Yeah.
I mean that's a monologue, baby.
And I'm really excited for she and Mary have always been like a strange alliance. And I'm really excited
so
for that to implode. It started to this episode where like Mary's like, if you don't listen to me, you guys can leave. And Meredith's like, what, did you just tell me to leave? Because she wasn't listening. Well, then I'll leave. And then Mary's like, no, wait, I didn't say that. I said, if you're not going to listen, then leave. And she's like, okay, well, then I'll leave. And it's like, wait, what?
It's like my head is spinning, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, but then I think that you should talk about your favorite part of the lunch, which is your favorite girl on the show. And she had one of the greatest moments I've seen at a lunch.
Oh,
her and Angie
yeah.
K, their little...
Their little tete, yeah, the like where she is bringing up again, like, how dare you, Angie, bring wine to my church party? And then like Heather's like, well, are you offended that like your church friends know you're drinking? Or are you offended about the wine? And Brittany's like,
yeah,
you know, she's always like yeah. tongue tied. She's such a flop. And then Angie, of all people, Angie dog walking people, Angie flop queen eating people up this season. We love it. She's like,
so what? Good.
Brittany, you're doing three guys and drinking, but you're offended about some wine. And I was like, yes, bitch. That's how we do it in Greece. Greece is the word.
She is the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And but Brittany being like, can we please just talk about me now?
Yes.
Like, it's like,
so good.
Oh my God. What a thing to say when you're a friend of. Too.
I love it. I love it. And then I love how like Heather and, you know, Bronwyn have it out a little, and then they have like,
Heather's
you know.
Trying so hard. She's giving, you know what, you know, she's reminding me of like in a weird way is Alexis where she's
yeah.
like. Trying really hard.
It's all written.
Or no, not Alexis, like Tamara, where she's
yeah,
like, I used
rehearsed.
To be Queen Bee. This
yeah.
was my show. And she's trying so hard to like, I gotta bring shit up on camera, blah, blah, blah. But this is not how you do it, where it seems really forced and fake. And it's obvious you're just trying to make a scene and it's
yes.
really not working.
Yeah. That she got too high on her own supply.
Mm.
And people are like, it's the Ozempic. But again, we repeat it. This has been a long time coming with Heather. Like, I think
uh-huh.
that regardless, you know, of her glow up, this is the Heather we would have gotten this season just because of the way she finally was back in the fans' good graces. And she just always has to, like, you know, go a little too far and lose it again.
Yeah.
But she's smart enough. I do think she'll maybe be chastened and we'll get a Bronwyn-Heather team up next season. But it doesn't seem like it's happening yet, even though, like, you know, she did eat Bronwyn up a little bit where she was like they're a good match for each other because they're both the smart ones. Like,
yeah. But I think it's been hard for Heather just to be like, okay, she's like, new this season and she's way more popular.
She's the main
I
character.
Am.
Yeah.
Because I think after last season where Heather like exposed, did her whole expose mm-hmm. and everyone was quoting like receipts, proof, whatever. She was like, oh, this is going to really be my season.
Yeah.
And it's like, actually
no.
Actually, girl.
No. because like she real also like the fact that like it was very like I've crossed my I was very like she's such like a try hard where she was like I covered everything, everyone was mad about the you know the black eye thing, but then I covered that and now I'm skinny and now it's like I'm just gonna rule the school and I can do whatever I want, you know.
I mean, like the way that she brought up Palm Springs at the lunch was like crazy, where she turns to Mary and she's like, thank you so much for inviting everyone and everyone being included. And she could have just stopped there where everyone's like, we know what you're alluding to. But instead, she then looks up Bronwyn. She's like, because I wasn't included in Palm Springs. But then Bronwyn totally like, it's a knockout.
Read
her to filth, because, you know, Heather then asks like why she booked coach tickets for like return flights. But booked her and Todd in first class because she was like, it was my fucking credit card. It's Todd's, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, they both had just like really great lines in this scene.
Which shows you that, you know, Bronwyn can hold her own, because she I really feel like a lot of new girls would be probably like, I would be really scared to kind of go against like who's sort of the top girl on the show at the moment.
Yeah. And like that she wasn't afraid to like blow up her friendship with Lisa, you know, instead of like cowering, you know, which Angie did, you know, her first two seasons and kissed a lot of ass, but now she's really coming into her own.
I feel like she's really coming into her own. Like she has her own personality. I think she's very funny on screen. Mm-hmm. I think she can get into the mix. I think she can make a moment. She, by the way, does she not look like gorgeous this season? Like her hair is always so perfect. Mm-hmm. I know her husband's a hairstylist. I don't know. I really like Angie K. I've never really liked her before, but I really love her this season.
Yeah.
And I'm glad she got center snowflake. I am. I was happy for her.
She deserves it. Yeah. She's kind of the center of the genuine conflict in this season.
Yeah.
Proud of her. Proud of my girl. Wait, one more Brittany moment where like after Bronwyn and Heather make up and she goes, and also Bronwyn, I'm sorry about saying that about your husband too. And Bronwyn's like, are you just sorry because everyone's telling you to say sorry? And Brittany's like, basically like,
And then, you know, then Meredith is like, I can leave, you know, and she throws her napkin and goes and like, it's so much snow on the ground. Do you wonder how they drive in that? I do.
Yeah.
I'm very interested in what's going on in the surroundings on this show. Like when we were wondering if something was a reservoir in Palm Springs. Mm-hmm. And now I know there's a lot of snow in Salt Lake, but I'm like, are they ever going to like film that show when it's not like snow?
I think that's the appeal. Like they want to showcase a lot of different like climates, you know? And so it's like SLC, it's always, you know, the opening shot of SLC, it really summed up the whole thing. Jin Shah walking out of the limo in a stiletto crunching into the ice. Yeah.
Yeah. And even like their reunions, like are the most intricate, I think, of any of the franchises in terms of like set design, like the way that they deck out that set, like where it looks like a Hallmark Christmas movie is crazy. Like they have so many trees, those Christmas trees and stuff.
I really think that Andy also was inspired by Vicky's winter party at the end of season 8.
Whitney Cummings.
Oh, God. Yeah. Inspiration to all of us. As female comedians.
I'm very like what's going on with Whitney Cummings right now, but that's the tale for another time.
But yeah, I think that it's always the decor of like the purples and the fur with like the you know,
velvet.
Gold.
It's very rich. Mm-hmm. It's giving rich.
Rich. Rich winter big ball. Rich.
Yeah. Yes. But you know what? That was a great party. Vicky's like in terms of set design.
Yeah. And I'm saying I think it was inspo for like.
Way better than
the
when
color palette.
Weird fall party. Wasn't that where Tamara throws the wine in Gina's face?
That's an all-timer, though. That's an all-timer 2 minutes of Bravo. Yeah. Okay, so you want to do one more break, and then we'll come back, and we'll get into OC Reunion Part 3.
Yay! Let's talk about Alexis.
All right. So we're back talking about OC Reunion Part 3, hell of a season. Mm. So we'll preempt this, even though it was made very clear if you watched the reunion. Alexis will not be coming back to join the ladies for next season, which I think like obvious is the right choice just based on how hard Andy tried to work with her on self-awareness, not yelling, listening, not just screaming at Shannon about John not constantly.
Not just like bringing, like showing everyone John's bank statements.
Yeah. And she just can't stop. Like, she just can't stop. She's a woman possessed.
She is. She has the worst taste in men. Okay. Before we get too deep into it, but like,
time for the Democratic Party. I think it needs to.
Sorry.
Oh my God.
I started playing a TikTok my mom sent me.
Was that RFK? Did he call you and be like, it's a tough time for the Republican Party?
I wish. It's Brian Williams. It's actually a great part of time.
Did you see when Alexis called John Jim a few times during the reunion?
Yes. Yes. And it was right. It's like, also, she just has no self-awareness where they're like, they're pointing that out. They're like, so, you know, you always put a guy on a pedestal.
Yeah.
And like, this is just part of your pattern. She's like, no, it's not. Cut to her calling the man a king. I never called him a king. And then calling him Jim on accident repeatedly. And it's like, how do you not, like, girl, I know a lot of the housewives haven't been to therapy, Tamara included, but like, you have to have like at least enough emotional self-awareness.
You've been divorced long enough from Jim to know that Jim is your ex-husband. Like, and it was also just during a weird where she's talking about how much she loves John and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then she calls him Jim. And I'm just like, and if she did it, like, by the way, the fact that they didn't cut that is very funny, but she did it more than once. Like, it was weird.
Yeah. I mean, I get that it's hard. Like, my fiance, his ex-wife's name also starts with an L. So he pretty much exclusively calls me babe because he's so afraid of accidentally slipping up. But like, she, again, if she was just a little bit smarter, you know, just a little bit more aware. And I do, you know, I do have hopes that.
Okay.
We'll get into it. Let's get into it.
Well, let's get into it. And then we can talk about our theories with Alexis. Yeah, yeah. But I'm never calling her. I mean, she's always Jesus Jugs to me.
Jesus Jugs. Yeah. Now and forever.
Now and forever.
Okay. So we replayed last episode's dog walking to open the episode because it's just so fun of like.
Crazy.
Shannon being like, you're a star. You're a TV star.
Yeah, you're a TV star.
Yeah, because they know that they could have just replayed that like as a GIF for like the past hour, and we'd beat it up.
Yeah, but no, we got to rewatch, like, you know, Alexis really being shut the fuck down, like by Shannon and everyone. Even Tamara's just like looking around, like,
I know. Oh my gosh,
they had no idea that Shannon could like really clock a bitch. Which, by the way, you know, obviously, like, good for Shannon. I feel like this has been so. Obviously entertaining, but like, I can't, like, if I actually like put myself in Shannon's shoes, like how hard that must have been, and like doing this all with like the DUI stuff, and like how hard it must have just been to film that season with all of that, and then the Alexis stuff, like,
dude. I can't imagine.
She's
our patron saint of misery.
She's like basically Joan of Arc.
Yeah, for me. burned at the stake for.
Yeah, but hundreds of years from now, we'll be like, Shannon was a saint. Shane Sannon.
Well, I love that finally we get into the point that we've been making all season, where like Alexis is like, all you do is talk about us, and like all the women are like, she doesn't talk about you guys. Like, she really does. She reacts to stuff that you bring on camera.
Yeah, because,
like,
she's really sad that
John.
All of her other coworkers are doing scenes with this person who is like just like giving you so much mental anguish and like talking about really fucked up things, like not even the stuff with the daughter, but even just like, why is Shannon's financials like everybody's like up for discussion?
Why does she have like copies of John's bank account on her phone? Why did she do forensic accounting with John? Like, she's like, we're very intimate. We've looked at each other's bank accounts. I'm like, is that a step of intimacy to go through each other's bank accounts together? Because I haven't gotten there yet.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess it's like kind of one thing to be like, oh, like, you know,
this is our budget.
This is our budget. We have this interest in savings outside of like transactions that your current fiance made with his ex-girlfriend of several years.
Yeah, like, this is her idea of intimacy is going 6 years back on the bank statements, and then also going through a calendar and being like,
yeah, this
he
is
broke up
like
with you November 26th, the day after Thanksgiving 2021,
she's
and
like
then
doing
you rent
an audit.
With benefits. It's, yeah. It's crazy.
It's like a real, like, fucking, like, this is what they do. We're going to go back this many periods to look at your, I mean, it's just,
Like, I can't imagine, like, also, you're just going through the date. Like, okay, so you know, you and your ex-wife, Pam. So when did you guys separate? What day was that? Okay. Yeah, and then when was the papers filed? Okay, great. Let me mark that. She knows it all. And she's like, and that's what love is. I'm like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah. No, I mean, whatever rebrand she was trying to give to John Jansen, it's not working. And it all just makes her look even more insane. I don't think they're going to stay together. I think she'll break up with him.
I really am hoping.
Especially because he'll never be on TV again.
No.
And she wants to be on TV.
Yeah.
And she did start dating. Why else would you date John Jansen?
I really want Tamra to stay good with her, even though she clearly flipped on her this reunion. I want her to stay good with her long enough for Tamra to like leak the emails that Alexis is going to send to Bravo trying to sell their wedding special. Like, I would love to see those.
Yeah,
I would love.
I mean, okay. So, yeah. So Shannon's clocking Alexis. Alexis is fighting for dear life to get a word in, just to make any sort of sense. She's not making any sense. Like, all of her things that she's trying to defend are really indefensible. And she sounds crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, you owed him money. And everyone's like, she said she would pay the money.
You've got to move on. Yeah. And then, well, even when they're talking about like the previous lawsuit with Jim that Shannon had, it's just, you know, Alexis is like, what, you know, he was my ex-husband. What was I supposed to do? It's like, he's your ex-husband. You don't have to do anything except like share whatever your custody agreement is. Like, you don't have to be part of a lawsuit with your ex-husband.
And they keep trying to
send the text.
Yeah, they keep trying to give her an out, like that these men are like, these men are the actual real bad guys.
They're manipulating
you. She's like not taking it at all. And if she'd taken it, she had a chance on the show, you know? Like,
yeah,
it's just crazy.
It's crazy to me also when she's talking about John or when she's talking about Jim and you're saying these things out loud. Like, she's not hearing herself that she's only ever been with a grifter.
Yeah.
A man who 100%. Pretends he has money. He doesn't have money. Because if you had money, why would you be having lawsuits with your ex-girlfriend? Like, you're doing that for publicity.
And like, while she is absolute, like, and it's men who are like, she's getting raked over the coals by the women and by America she does their dastardly deeds. And they are making all this money off of her and attention. Like, while she puts in the sweat equity of being a dumbass and being humiliated on camera.
And like, just like, you know, Emily said during the reunion, like, she's like, you're the dumbest girl. You're the dumbest fucking girl I've ever known.
Yeah.
And very it's, funny.
So funny. Wait, that was so funny when Alexis like tried to give it back to her. It was like, she was like, graduated.
Tweedledee.
Yeah, Tweedledee and Tweedledum. She's like, you're the dumbest girl I've ever met. And then Alexis goes, graduated with a degree, baby cakes. And Emily goes, what? And she goes,
what?
And Alexis goes, graduated with a babe degree.
I got a college degree. And then Shannon was like, what's going on? Like, she's like, what does that have to do with like the way that you're like abusing me, like emotionally and like verbally harassing me and flaunting your relationship in my face? So, I mean, like, I think, God, there were so many like, you know, horrendous things that Alexis has said and kind of done to Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously talking about, so they talk about the tapes that John has that will never be released. I don't know. Where should we start? Do you want to start talking about John Jansen and his interview?
Yeah, I guess let's talk about the first John Jansen interview where it's like the horrifying Frankenstein, unlit Johnny. And it's very like the energy is very like a disgraced Republican politician like who like got a blowjob in the bathroom and is making his apology. And his wife is like silent next to him and like her little
stand
suit.
By my man. Yeah, I'm going to stand by my man. And like the first thing that they say that John says is like, these past few months with Alexis have been the best of my life. We're really in love. We're not together because of like the TV show. It's like, don't you think it's kind of convenient that she was asked to do the show again after she started dating you? Which, Bravo, what the fuck was that? Thank you for that.
Thank you.
But, you know, it's like, if you want to make it seem like it's like real, the last thing you're going to talk about is like Shannon
just dogpiling. And like, I mean, I think that he doesn't care about his like how he's thought. He just is a grifter. He just wants to
be
famous.
Do you notice when Alexis and him are doing an interview, like during this interview or like just confessionals we've seen them in together from the season, she gets really quiet.
Quiet. And dude, she like defers
so
to
loud.
Him.
Yeah. She looks at him. She's so loud and like defending him to the other women. I don't even... Yeah, I don't even know if she was this like subordinate to Jim. Maybe she was.
But then towards the end, that's what's so frustrating about this being her arc is like towards the end of her original arc, she was like the breadwinner. She was wearing the pants. She could tell him he would still be shitty and she'd be like, shut the fuck up. You know, like she stepped into her own. Yeah. And that the fact that she's like right back where she started, just like slightly more liberal now is like, it really makes me want her to like get gay married to Fernanda from season 6, the Brazilian lesbian who was in love with Tamara, and then come back. And that's, I think, the path for her.
Yeah. I mean, she's got to leave John Jansen.
Oh, yeah. So then the other confessional. Yeah. So he's like, yeah, we'll love wins. You know, we'll make it through everything being thrown at us. Also, there wasn't an overlap. Like, we met a year after me and Shannon started dating.
And then Shannon had the actual text receipt of like, so I guess like John and Alexis started dating of like October, November of last year. And then he said that he had, you know, and Alexis like was saying like, oh, John was single for a year before we got together. They both said it, her and John. And then Shannon sends text where he's like, I love you. Are you okay? I'm sorry. Like,
and then Alexis has no idea how stone cold she's being. She's like, it was friends with benefits. He was just fucking you.
Which is crazy. Like, who says I love you to somebody who's a friends with benefits? Which, by the way, like, how do you go from like being in a serious committed relationship for several years to just being friends with benefits, but you're traveling together, you're having sex, you're going on dates, like you're around each other's kids. Like, that's not friends with benefits. By the way, like, who cares? Like, the nature of their relationship shouldn't even matter to you at anymore, Alexis, because you're with John and you're making it harder for John to move on. Well, he doesn't want to. And like Shannon. Mm.
Yeah. Just like to get, it's just such a bad look and she has no idea. It's like,
she has no
so
idea.
What if she, like, she's like, I have to tell people the truth. It's like, so what if you're right?
Why?
So what if they were friends with benefits instead of officially dating during that time? It doesn't make it any less shitty, less shady what he did, less like he's using you.
Right.
Like,
and they clearly still had feelings for each other. Like, if you didn't have feelings, like, you wouldn't be having sex with him. You wouldn't be traveling with him. Like, he was the one that she stayed with him after the DUI and all of that was so public. Like, they were together for 10 days after that. And then that's when they broke up again. But
yeah. But also, I feel like the reason Alexis is slightly more sympathetic than John is because John knows this is bullshit and he's just like doing this. Alexis really believes that she can't understand that she's not doing the right thing.
Right.
She's like, I'm doing the right thing when I say that he was just like using you for ass the last year.
You know what?
You guys were
together.
That's right.
Like, we haven't gotten to the season yet, but it is like, it's almost as bad as when Vicky and Brooks. Yeah. I mean, I want to say it's not as dark, but it's like the stuff with the tapes.
Yeah. She's stigmatized.
But the difference is like when Brianna is confronting Brooks about like, you said on tape that my husband should start beating me to get me in line. Like, that's fucked up. And there's a recording of it. I don't know. It's just so fucking weird. Like, Alexis and John are so dark. Like, obviously, I know that Shannon and John had a really dark relationship, especially towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I hate it. I hate it. I want her to dump John, come back, and just be stupid with the girls instead of stupid for a man.
I agree. Because she is so delightfully daffy when she's not being, like, you know, used as a pawn for the patriarchy.
She's so, like, it's just disgusting. And I don't know, Lauren. I know that you're going to miss her. You were like, I know she's going to come back.
Well, after this episode, I was like, no fucking way.
I don't know how you can come back from that. I mean,
you can't.
Maybe just straight up talking to Tamara and Shannon while Alexis was doing her fucking monologue about who knows what, something like Shannon, friends with benefits. Like, I know the day. We have forensic accountants. By the way, you're not married to this guy. You just got engaged. You shouldn't have all of the access to all of these things. And they're not even going to live together. For a long time, she said. So I don't even know why they
What's
get
the
married.
Point? Well, it's because they think they're going to get a special, like 100%.
I think at least she's realizing, like, she's not going to be a TV star
if
she's with John. I don't think they realized how bad that backlash is going to be. But it's pretty bad, girl.
Yeah.
But I was so annoyed. Okay, like the thing with the tapes. Okay, so she said that John got on his Ring camera. What Shannon, it almost running over John's daughter or something like that. And she said that when she said that on camera, she didn't realize that they were filming. But it's like, how did you not realize that?
Yeah. She's like, I didn't mean to, you know. And she was like, you, like, I was forced to talk about Shannon this whole time. And it's like, you brought it up in every scene, and you know.
Because you,
like,
have no other tie to these women.
Yeah. And a lot of, honestly, the women, they were working with you, like they were trying to help you, like especially Heather and Tamara, like they were like,
right,
let's talk about something else, you're going too hard. And she just like couldn't hear it, and it's like
she
dug her own grave, dude. It's like,
she really did. I don't know, there's other like boring shit that happened, but mostly it's just like, you know, Alexis has like a massive meltdown. Oh my god. Tamara and Shannon kind of hug. I mean, I guess Tamara was like,
oh, well, that's the big thing. Tamara flips in this reunion, and she does it by, she's been very quiet the whole time. It's very like, I don't know if you watched Survivor.
Did you hear what was happening though? Did you read what was happening between her and Andy during the reunion? He kept telling her to like not talk.
Are you serious? And, she's like Sandoval, you know, like they're trying to protect
her. Apparently he was looking at, he was like coaching her during the reunion, like, because he knew how bad, like all of this shit that was flying out of her mouth all season. Like, you need to shut up and you need to be like nice and like play nice and like don't go crazy. That's why she was like,
silent.
So fucking quiet.
I mean, I can't believe she mostly pulled it off by virtue of like how bad Alexis was. She kind of played it like a Survivor, like live tribal council where they're trying to figure out who to vote for. And she like slowly does this quiet performance of like, and then like at the end, she explains, she's like, did you see how I was whispering to Shannon and how I was helping Shannon this whole time? And Shannon actually,
we're giving each other looks. We're really good friends. We love each other.
And it's like half an hour ago, you were still trying to be like, well, why didn't you pay the $350,000, Shannon? You only paid $70,000. And Shannon's like, it's legal fees. Like, she didn't really flip till the very end, but she also had printed out copies of like the last nice text messages they sent for like Bravo to show and for everyone to read. And then like Shannon like kind of gives it to her. She's like, well, I'm gonna, but I like that Shannon got in like, okay, well, I'm gonna hug you. But this is like when I hugged Vicky, where it's like, you need it. I don't
need this for me.
I feel bad for you. Like,
but at least you weren't like defending Alexis or, you know, being an asshole to me.
Mm-hmm.
Even if Tamara really fucking hated Shannon, like I don't want to watch anybody go through that. Actually,
no.
I do.
Well, that's the thing. It would have really been crazy. Tamara, like if she'd gone after her as hard as Alexis, I think it would be hard for her to come back next season.
Yeah.
And so, and they want Tamara back. Like they believe she can, you know, and I want to believe that she can bounce back from this, but I just think her prime might be over, dude. She might be like a Mike Tyson, dude. Like, I'm sorry.
Well, then let's bring a Jake Paul type to revitalize her career. But I will tell you, okay, the worst part of the reunion, I hated this actually, was like,
oh my
reunion.
God, the end. They have to stop doing this. This is crazy.
Why did we not talk about this on the reunion? This would have, like, why didn't we not talk about this while you had Alexis on the couch?
It's
why,
like,
don't we have footage of this moment?
I think part of it was because it was bad for Shannon in some ways too. But like, so we cut to like 36 hours later. And again, they're doing like, you know, the big news has happened. So we all have to gather afterwards for like a 5-minute scene, you know, because that was the Emmy like nominated episode and DPR, and we want it to happen again, you know, even though we've already done it this season with the Ryan stuff, but whatever, we're doing it again. And really a lot of this was a Tamara damage control scene too. Everyone gathers, and then we find out from Heather, who apparently went to, this is why I think it happened. So Heather went to dinner with John Jay, Alexis and Terry
and Tamara.
Yeah. And then I think there were cameras there. But what like came out at the dinner was that John did hear the crash. His daughter said, don't go after.
You've been fighting. It's not good. I'll go out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then so apparently like the daughter didn't stop her. And I guess that's some of the Ring camera footage is maybe she gets close to hitting her or whatever. And then also that Shannon punched John.
Punched him. And by the way, Shannon doesn't deny it. She just says that she doesn't know what happened. I actually did like Gina's response, which is like,
she was like, honey, you're
going to deal with it. If you know what's happened and you did the wrong thing, you'll deal with it. Just like you dealt with the DUI. Like, you can't beat yourself up. She's like, I just heard that I punched him, which she probably did, which by the way, Like, I would never actually condone violence like that, but he does have a punchable face.
Yeah. I mean, I think the thing that was, she was, what everyone alluded to that she was covering for him, and like even alluded that she was covering for David, she has been physically abused by these men. Like, and like maybe just because of like the level of drinking they're both doing, that things get physical or whatever. Yeah. But like, I mean, but she's always hid that and like refused to shoot if anyone says anything like that. When Vicky brought it up about David, she like, that was like the end for her and Vicky. That was the end for Vicky on the show. So like, you know, it's
hard it's to all come tough. Back from.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I don't know. I don't want Shannon punching people and running over people.
I don't, but also it's like when there's...
She wasn't defending it. She's like, I don't know. Yeah. It was the worst night of my life. I don't know. I heard that's what I did.
We just don't know the whole situation where there's like such a thing as reactive abuse. Like, we don't know if it was like a Taylor Frankie Paul situation where she just was like jumping on the car and going nuts.
Her. We don't know what he was doing to her.
Or if he was doing something to her.
And she was just like...
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, clearly it was not a healthy
thing. But you know
what?
He did hear the crash and he didn't do anything.
He didn't do anything. He didn't call.
And he lied about it. Yeah. And he lied about it. And Alexis lied about it. And the thing is, I'm so mad at Heather and Tamara for not even bringing, not even just the reunion. They could have told Shannon at any point in the season when they were filming about this. And that would have been an interesting thing to discuss with Alexis. And they still didn't do that.
Yeah. And the fact that they saved all of Katie's bizarre backstory of lies and like violence to just dump on her at the reunion to try to get her ousted. It's like, no, bring that up earlier in the season. Like, let her have a better season instead of like teasing us.
Oh my God.
And definitely bring back Katie because I want to hear more. Interesting that Katie and Jen were not at this.
Yeah. So I kind of wondered about that too. Because at first I was like, is it because they weren't at the dinner? But Gina wasn't at that dinner. Mm-mm. And Emily wasn't at that dinner. And they did this at Emily's house. So I was just like, they're still being mean girls.
I know. And that's the thing. It's like, I really would have liked to see like, next season.
Not going to include the like two
the ones
girls
at the bottom.
Cast
yeah.
About this huge revelation, which everyone's going to be talking about from the reunion.
Yeah, because most of it was like, you know, and also let's make sure that, you know, Heather and Tamara are finally on the right side of this and they tacked
right
it on.
Side of
it's
history.
Like, whatever.
And they're basically like Susan B. Anthony's.
I see. I think it would have been so much more interesting for Jen and Katie to band with the other girls. And then let's see Heather and Tamara play from the bottom for once. Like, now that's an interesting dynamic. Like, let's see them all iced out by most of the cast and see like what we say they're top housewives. Let's see if they've got the chops to get back to the top.
Yeah.
But no, Bravo can never do that. They want to, you know, protect and maintain the formula and the hierarchy. And it's like, no, they need to, you know, Tamara's Mike Tyson. We need to see her, beat the shit. Theoretically, like, metaphorically,
not really.
Her way to the top of the cast again when she's finally like, it's so funny that the one person who finally took down Tamara was Tamara. It's just ironic.
It was her autism, actually.
Yes, yeah. But again, you know, not a disability. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, not a disability. Well, it is.
No,
but
it is. I was referring back to our ADHD joke about it not being a disability, which it also
No. I mean, Tamara, it makes me feel disabled when I watch her on screen sometimes because I'm like, I can't even function. You're fucking me up so bad in the head.
Yeah. So I just hope everyone learns their lesson from this. They did give us a hell of a season.
They did.
People
and
need to.
You know what? Jesus Drugs, she
was part of it. A huge part of it.
She was. I want a redemption for her.
I know. I want it so bad.
Like, you don't
I don't want
go
this
out,
to be
like,
her ending. Yeah.
I don't know. But now that I think about it, when I think about like Vicky and Brooks of it at all, like she never came back from that.
But
really.
She's friend of now. And we get to see that she's still Vicky getting staph infections, got a new
she
boyfriend.
She wasn't at the reunion. Well, I think because Tamara won't speak to her, be in the same room with her. And she wasn't really involved in anything this season. But
yeah, I don't think she'll be friend of next season.
No.
She's not. She's just not connected to anyone in the cast but Shannon now.
Yeah, just Shannon. And don't you think it's weird that they do their show at like improvs?
Yeah, but it makes sense like audience wise. Even though it's like it's not like. Well, I mean, Karen did her like show. I mean, that's even less of a show. At the like Maryland Improv.
Yeah.
So it does make sense to me, just in terms of like, you know, look at our comedy clubs. Look at, you know. You know, it's like if Jeremy Piven can do stand up there, then Vicky and Shannon can do their show where they like lip sync and drink tequila on stage, I think.
Yeah. Okay. I just saw Jeremy Piven on Netflix. I don't know why I said it that way.
I just saw Netflix. I hate that he's getting cast.
He's just like showing up. Like I was trying to watch a Lindsay Lohan Christmas movie and like Jeremy Piven has a Christmas movie. Okay, we just need to talk about Jeremy Piven for a minute. I'm sorry, okay. America. Remember when he got called out for like not showing up on set like 20 years ago?
Because mm-hmm. he ate too much sushi and got mercury poisoning and he drank too much soy milk and got tits.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
But he just like got really drunk with January Jones.
I didn't know it was January Jones.
Okay. Did we ever figure out who the father of her baby is?
I think that there's a strong suspicion it's the X-Men director.
Yeah, that's what I think. Yeah.
Isn't he pulled ahead of Bobby Flay, who was the number one suspect, like sometime in the past few years that happens. Yeah. And I just caught up with it.
We need to bring back these pop culture moments.
Yeah.
We need to discuss them again. Like, I mean, the holding space and defying gravity is great, but I need to talk about, I miss that kind of pop culture. Like, yeah. I miss when, like, not Michael Keaton, Michael, damn it, Catherine Zeta-Jones's husband.
Douglas. Oh, yeah. Michael Douglas got throat cancer from eating pussy.
From eating too much pussy.
And it was stage four, and he survived. Yeah. And also, just like we didn't celebrate iPhones being able to get wet, we didn't celebrate enough. Yeah. He bounced back from stage four cancer. And that's incredible. And by the way,
like, to be his wife mm-hmm. and to be like, my husband has stage four cancer and has gone on the record publicly saying it's from eating too much pussy.
Yeah.
Like, how would you feel? Like, number one, you got a lot ahead. But the number two, you're like, it gave my husband cancer.
Yeah. You're like, I'm the pussy carcinogen, you know?
Yeah.
But she's the thing is, I think that she was like supportive because she also has come out about her own bipolar diagnosis.
And like, I was like, okay, like, this is crazy.
So, yeah. I like them. I'm on board.
I like them.
Do you remember when Marsha Cross came out? Yeah. As having anal cancer from anal sex, and she still does all this charity work to mm-hmm. destigmatize it. And she has a group called Anal Angels. So, you know, and it's like, you know, kind of tongue in cheek, but they're all anal cancer survivors to raise awareness so people will get that fucking HPV vaccine, Gardasil, and not be scared of vaccines because you could get anal cancer if you don't get one. And I just think it's great.
Spokesperson.
I know.
For the anal cancer community.
I know. Yeah. I wish, we need more of this. We need more of this. My gosh, to bring it full circle, our girl Camille Grammer, the spokesperson for IBS.
Yeah, as she should be.
Yeah, we need a voice.
And you know what? I think Kelsey Grammer is the one who like gave her that.
Probably just from like,
he was a pain in the tush. Yeah, she's such a pain in the ass. I miss her.
Yeah.
I miss Camille Grammer.
What she's doing now, oh my, her Twitter.
I can't. By the way, people have stayed on Twitter, my husband included. It's like such a dumpster fire. I can't go on there. It's crazy. Jason will just send me stuff and I'm like, babe, like I can't. Like, don't cut this part, Jason. I hate Twitter. Stop shoving it in my face. I do make him watch a lot of TikToks. But I can't do all of the Twitter. It's really fucked up there.
Yeah. I got off once Elon took over just because there were so many targeted ads. Like, where I'd be like reading a funny tweet and then it would be like, Wine of the Month Club. Like, you know, like I just can't. Like,
Wines by Wives.
Or like there'd be like really intense political comments. And like in the comments, it's like, want to earn a lot of money in crypto underneath like something heartfelt. I was like, this is taking me out of it. It's like, this is where all the crypto people are lurking. Yeah. But also, in conclusion, should we get a blue sky? Viewers, students, listeners, should we get a blue sky account? Would you guys follow us?
Yeah. Yeah. And like,
We'll make a poll. Do tell, listeners, viewers.
I'm exhausted. I'm so exhausted.
Yeah, let's call it. I think that we almost had like four. We had more of like less of an oral exam and more of a Socratic seminar at the end.
Oh my God. I'm going to Google what that means.
An Algonquin round table.
Stop it. I can't believe the girl who says these words, like, you know,
drives between the
gas stations.
I contain multitudes, you know.
I know.
You know what my therapist said to me today?
You exist in the context.
I really do. Do you know what my therapist taught me today about ADHD, my new therapist? She's like, she's not positive because she saw it online, but that in an ADHD brain, dopamine is... They are trying to sense it, but it gets lost on the way to the neurotransmitters.
That makes so much sense.
It makes so much sense.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Like, my brain is like me. Lost. I'd always be losing.
Stay losing. Yeah. Your brain is Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Even though it's a grid system. We learned that from John Mulaney's joke.
Yeah. I still did get lost a lot there.
Oh, my God. Right. It's so hard.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not easy, Susie. It's not easy.
If you can make it there. You can make it anywhere. I know, controversial, but I do believe that.
Yeah. Just look at Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm. All right. Love you guys. Love you, students. Follow us on TikTok at @Bravo_breakdowns. Follow us on Instagram. Same, @Bravo_breakdowns. We've got so many guests coming up, including our first real Bravo Real Housewife.
Like an actual real housewife.
Yeah. An ex-wife, but still counts.
And we have, again, not taken improv with this person.
Yes. Again, yeah. Not a character.
They're accepted by... Yeah. They are our actual housewife, or they were.
Yes. And we've got some favorite guests coming back for some holiday episodes. Yes. We've got a live show that we're starting to plan. And we've got my friend who's a comedian who used to write for Pod Saves America. So lots of great guests coming up. Stick with us. We love you. We'll get back to lessons soon.
Yes. We're taking a little...
Sabbatical
from the lessons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like we did with college. We had to take some breaks sometimes.
You have to.
The rest is important. And enjoy your Thanksgiving. We love you guys. And as always, we show our boobs at the end of the episode.